and nobody did more to make this thing so lovely as University of Texas, with the grandmother first and Lindbergh, both of whom say that it was the greatest influence that they've had in their lives.
Appreciate that very much indeed. I'd like you to know, sir, that we're ready now to offer both Mr. and Mrs. Rothschild positions on the faculty.
Oh, that's wonderful.
He was fairly close last night when I spoke to you, but I wasn't certain until this morning.
That's wonderful.
I now have all the necessary arrangements made so that whenever you think it's desirable, we can talk to both of them.
Sooner the better.
Well, I'll leave it with Mr. Irwin to make the arrangements with you.
It sure can.
Just as you suggested last night, both of them will have back to position and in the department. They'll be part-time in the LBJ school, and that will
that's wonderful.
Be at the rate that you mentioned yet.
Oh, that's wonderful, Doctor. You can do, man. I'm awfully grateful to you, and you'll never have reason to regret it. And if I may tell you something, I'll tell you something nobody else knows right now. He is sitting with Ambassador DeBrenan on a message from Chairman Kosygin, trying his best to bring us peace in Vietnam. And he just called me not 10 minutes ago and asked me for authority to go back to Kosygin. And he's bending and stretching, and these fools that are giving him hell just don't know really what's happening. It's just it's a pathetic thing, but I thought you would know that and you'd keep it confidential. And we may have a breakthrough in the next few hours or days because DeBrenan is at his house at this minute, sitting there talking to him, and it just shows you how pathetic we can become and how warped we can in this country with the prejudices of the moment, you know. The Klan sweep the land, and then to come along you have a McCarthy thing, and you have a Birch thing, and you have all these things back and forth, and it's just men like you that got to see that the pendulum doesn't go too far one way or the other, and we all have a chance to do what's right, and I think you'll be very proud of this.
Well, sir, I think it's a great catch for us.
I sure do. Thank you so much.
Mr. President, we'll be guided by your suggestions now. The thing that's so important is that I'm so pleased that Dr. Ackerman was able to do is that this is first a legitimate offer. It's cleared all the appropriate applicable faculty committees, and it's a genuine offer that we don't have to run over anybody with, so that we can make a genuine offer to him and all good faith, and he will be welcomed by everybody. Now, there'll be no unhappiness
or discontent
about the way it's done.
Well, I just tell him, Frank, he's out with Ambassador DeBrenan now trying to work out the Vietnam thing, and it's just a shame he's doing more for peace than anybody in the world, but these folks who really don't understand.
Well, that turned out not to be as big an obstacle as I feared, and he's going to have some alternatives offered him. He can either go into one of two departments, whichever one he wants, or he can go into still an interdisciplinary arrangement with him there. So I'm just sick with that.
You all come up here as soon as you can, as soon as it's convenient. Any hour is agreeable to us, but the quicker we get this sewed up, the better off it'll be for me and for Texas, in my judgment. Well, and they both last night, or night before last, were willing to do it after Arthur Krim talked to them. You just come and stay here at the White House with me, you and Norman, whoever you want to bring, and the quicker the better. And I'll be going back home probably next Friday. And if you wanted to, I might bring both of them down there, and we might do it at the ranch. Either way, it depends on your business. I think I'll be coming down Friday night of next week for the election, and I'll stay that Saturday and Sunday and Monday and Tuesday. He and Ms. Rostow could come on down there, look it over, and we could wrap it up. I just don't want them to get loose, because Macmillan's talked to them, and Doubleday's talked to them, and he's written many books, and they're quite saleable.
I'll talk to Dr. Hackelman, and I'll be in touch with Larry, and without bothering you.
Oh, no, you call me. Hell, you don't ever bother me. This is a, this is the most important thing in my life, is that you're being there.
We will try to come at the first opportunity. I'll have to see what his commitments are, but we'll come up there as quick as we can, and then maybe, I think rather than waiting for them to come down here to make the first contact, if we can come up there and talk to them, then they'd have a few days to think about it, and they might come down here with you next weekend and look at the place.
That's good. That's good.
See what that price is.
You just come as soon as you can.
All right.
Thank you.